The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
John saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples. And as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Let us pray. Holy Spirit, descend upon us in this place, as John testified that you descended upon Jesus in his baptism. Be among us, strengthen us, guide us, to hear your word, to recognize your presence, and to follow the example of our patron, St. Andrew. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. O come, we have found the one for whom our souls have yearned. I heard these words this past October at the annual convention of the Episcopal Church in Connecticut, spoken by the Right Reverend Anne Dyer, Bishop of Aberdeen and Orkney in Scotland, during a celebration of the historic relationship between the Episcopal Church in Connecticut and her diocese in Scotland. Samuel Seabury, the first bishop of Connecticut and thus the Episcopal Church in the United States, was consecrated by Scottish bishops in 1784 because the English bishops at the time refused to recognize the new American church. In recognition of this historic relationship, Bishop Dyer presented Christ Church Cathedral in Hartford with an icon of St. Andrew, patron saint of Scotland. And on the icon were these words, "O come, we have found the one for whom our souls have yearned." It's a beautiful translation of the words we heard in this gospel's reading this morning. We found the Messiah. The gospel passage recounts the call of St. Andrew, the first disciple, who had been a disciple of John the Baptist until John pointed to Jesus, to someone greater. Andrew's story is one of immediate recognition of the good news, of the fulfillment of his soul's deepest yearning, of the way his life was changed when he met Jesus. It's also the story of a man who, overcome with joy and excitement, ran to tell his brother Simon, who became known as Peter, and brought him along to Jesus too. In just a few verses, we have an overview of the entirety of the Christian life. Someone who pointed out God for us, an experience of love that connects with our deepest yearnings, a decision to follow, a commitment to a new way of life, abiding in the presence of Jesus, and the sharing of our joy with someone and an invitation for them to experience it too. These simple steps modeled by our patron, St. Andrew, can be a model for everything that we do as a community. I invite you to keep them in mind as I share the list of the many things that have happened at St. Andrew's in the last year. Where were you pointing out the presence of God for each other and for the community? Where did you encounter the love of God that fulfilled your deepest yearnings? How did you make and keep your commitments as a follower of Jesus Christ? How did you share your joy with one another and invite more people into that joy? Keep in mind, of course, that I was not here yet for any of what I'm about to share with you. And so know that I am sharing with you a list for this State of the Parish address created by the most fabulous wardens in all of Christendom, Mary Ellen and Carol. So here as a community of St. Andrew's, you commissioned the Profile Committee to listen, compile, write, and publish a profile that I have to say was pretty incredible. Caught my attention. We commissioned the search committee to review potential candidates and send recommendations to the vestry. Hired Melissa Danahy as the director of nursery. Commissioned the transition team. Prepared a good goodbye for the interim Pastor Susan Eibner. Scheduled plane trips, hotels, meals, and interviews for all of the potential candidates. Scheduled supply clergy for November and December. Announced the new rector, the Reverend Charlotte LaForest, to the congregation. Continued programming in the form of homecoming weekend, Pumpkins and Pets on the Hill, welcomed the newly baptized, confirmed, and received into our church family with the help from the bishop. Approved the 2019 church budget. Approved the Filling the Basket campaign to raise funds to meet the deficit. Continued to work on parish goals to raise safety awareness and develop a security and safety plan for the church. To develop a plan to share our story about God in our lives and invite others to experience community at St. Andrew's. Continued to work on the vestry goals to explore alternative sources of funding together with the Finance Committee and Stewardship Formation Team. To envision specifics for a next capital campaign. We voted to recommend Deacon Eric to the next phase of his journey to the priesthood. Commended all leaders for keeping their ministries alive and well during this time of transition. We welcomed our new bookkeeper, Kristen, to our staff. Graciously accepted an anonymous donation of a new chapel floor. Dedicated the new baby grand piano that was graciously donated by a parishioner. Our life as a community of St. Andrew's in so many ways follows the example of our patron saint, Andrew. Just as he was an ordinary person who had an extraordinary encounter with divine love that changed his life and set it on a new course, so we are ordinary people who come here to this place to experience divine love that fulfills our deepest yearnings to be known and seen and loved, yearnings that are so rarely met in the wider world. Again and again, we are invited into that love to experience it, to participate in it, to allow our lives to be changed by it, and to invite others to experience it for themselves. Oh, come. We have found the one for whom our souls have yearned. What does your soul yearn for? What is it you're looking for? We are beginning together a new chapter in the life of St. Andrew's Episcopal Church. I have dreams about so many ways that we could grow into this way of life together. Doing so means that we will learn together how to orient our community practices and our individual lives in such a way that we are following the example of our patron, St. Andrew. And to do that well and faithfully, we have to be honest and transparent about the challenges that we face. Yes, numbers have been down during the interim period. Yes, we will be presenting a deficit budget this year. And we will hear more about those this morning. And it is important that we engage with the challenges that they present. It's even more important, though, that we do not let numbers and budgets become the only thing that we're about. Butts in the pews and dollars in the bank are not our purpose in this world. And if we make those our only goal, then we've lost sight of who it is that we're truly following. But if we look to the example of St. Andrew, who, by the way, started out with an average attendance of just 2, and we are pointing one another toward God, if we are experiencing together in worship a love that fulfills our deepest yearnings, if we are making the commitment to this way of life and sharing the good news and inviting others to come and see, well, the numbers will follow. I mean, St. Andrew grew his numbers in just 50% by a day, so imagine what all of us following his example could do together. I have the fullest confidence that when I stand here to give next year's State of the Parish address, I will be recounting the many ways we have followed the example of St. Andrew in 2020. I can't wait to recount all the ways our hearts, our souls, our lives, our church, our wider community have been changed by our encounters with the one for whom our souls have yearned. Thank you for inviting me here to be a part of it. Amen.